Well, actually, it was an idea that came up between, I mean, Sam and myself. We came up with the idea. Sam actually thought about it, about doing eggs for originally for the children at the cancer ward, and it's just overtook, and we're still collecting. 500 of them are actually going to the hospital for the whole of the children's ward, and the rest are actually going to go to the food bank in Kipworth, so they will be shared out amongst the community. But the idea is that, yes, Sam and I, we've actually pulled it all together and done all the collections together, but it's on behalf of the whole of the Kipworth community and
The Kibworth Mead Academy School. We've been inundated with the children bringing the eggs in. They've been taking them to one of the teachers there who brings them to the pub. We had a lady bring her daughter in. I believe her name was Layla. I think she was around 5 years old, and her and her brother, they spent their Christmas money and purchased 40 eggs for our appeal, which was absolutely amazing. Again, it just goes to show the community spirit within Kibworth. And I think with myself and Derek, we're just both overwhelmed by the reception and by the amount of people that have kindly donated. It's business owners, it's my customers at the pub, Derek's customers at the hairdressers. And yeah, super, super proud to be a part of the community again. I've got two children, and I'm very lucky. My children have never really been poorly in hospital, but I've got a lot of friends whose children have been in hospital for quite a long time. And for those children to get a couple of eggs in the hospital, it means a lot to us, and I'm hoping it will mean just as much to those guys. But the Kibworth Mead Academy, also, we're going to be holding an assembly after we've collected the eggs, just so that we can feed back to the children and let them know the difference that their actions have made, which we think is really important. There's one thing, just giving something for a cause. For us, it's important to let those children know that what they've done is massive. My living room has become an egg factory. So it's now got a padlock on the door so that we can't get in there unless eggs are being delivered.
But I've had customers, I mean, I've had clients bring them into the salon, and I think there's still more on the way, because they know that final date for collection is the 13th.
13th of April.
13th of April, because we're delivering them on the 14th. So customers are still bringing them into the salon. We've still got people bringing them into the pub. We even had one guy actually deliver 100 eggs to the pub. That all of a sudden there was an order coming through of 100 eggs from one person came into the pub.
I think the thing as well for us is it just goes to show that a £1 Easter egg can make such a difference. And I think the way that society is at the minute, it's important to remind each of us, even as adults, that it's the little things that make the biggest differences. Both of us are so grateful for all the assistance that we've had. That'd be wonderful. Just so that the people that have donated know that we are
We
grateful.
are grateful, yeah, definitely.
Without them, we couldn't do what we're doing. And like Derek said at the beginning, we're just the face of it. All we've done is set an appeal up, and everybody else has done the
And
hard
yeah.
work. For us, it's really important that people understand how grateful we are.